We are up and running. All right.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh. Who said we weren't the number one radio program in the world? All right. Country 102.5, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown. I'm so honored today for this interview to be sitting down with, on the phone, of course, retired General Jack Hammond. He's the executive director for the Home Base Program, which is a partnership between the Mass General Hospital and the beloved, the world famous Boston Red Sox. Home Base has provided mental and brain health care and support for more than, this is incredible, 20,000 veterans and military families over the past decade. Welcome to the show, General Jack Hammond.
Thanks, Ella. I really appreciate you having us today.
Of course. Now, I was reading in your bio, which is incredibly impressive, but you went to UMass, BU, National Security Fellowship at Harvard, and now, of course, this partnership with the Boston Red Sox and Home Base. But please tell me you are from Boston, because if not, I am like so concerned that you're just obsessed with the city. Did you grow up here?
I did, in fact. I grew up in Reading.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
And so not bad for a C-plus student from Reading High.
Oh, shout out to Reading. My dad grew up in Wakefield, so I know the rivalry is very deep up there on the North Shore. I get it. So,
I've known your dad for 30 years.
That's amazing. I figured you guys would have crossed paths. My dad also served in the military, in the National Guard, in the Army, so I'm sure you guys have crossed paths before. But how did this partnership with the Boston Red Sox and Home Base start, and how long ago was that?
Sure. So it's interesting the way it began. It started with the Red Sox, not Mass General. It was the leadership of the team, Tom Warner, John Henry, and the folks, Larry Lucchino. And after the 2007 World Series, every time there's a world championship like that, you go to the White House the following year in the spring, basically one of your early games, and it must have been either a Nats game or an Orioles game, but they tie in a White House visit. So they have the whole team goes to the White House. Mm-hmm. But after that, the medical director for the Red Sox is also an MGH doc, and he set up a visit to Walter Reed Army Medical Center for the whole team to go visit, share the trophies, sign some autographs, and spend some time with the Wounded Warriors. And if you can think about this, 2008 in the spring was the height of the surge, and Walter Reed was loaded with young 20-year-old amputees and burn victims, and you name it. And that was probably the peak of the patient population there with really catastrophic injuries. And so a one-hour meeting that they scheduled to sign autographs, et cetera, lasted for almost 5 hours.
Wow.
They couldn't leave. And the Red Sox were pretty moved by all this. And when they left, they said, we got to do something to help and actually do something. And so they returned home, met with Senator Ted Kennedy at the time. And he was on Health and Human Services and Armed Services Committees. And so he understood all the challenges. And they said, where do they need help? And they said, the invisible wounds, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and those type of things. The amputees were doing pretty good with the burn victims are doing good, but the mental health and brain injuries were really on our butts and need some help. And he suggested they partner with the Red Sox, set up a meeting with Peter Slavin, the president of Mass General. And Peter took it back to the trustees at MGH and explained to them it would be the worst business decision they ever made, but it'd be the right thing to do.
Wow.
And they voted 100% to move forward.
And so that must have been, you said, after the World Series, but how long did it take to come to fruition? Because sometimes you can have big, grand ideas and be like, I want to do this and change the world. But then it takes years. It doesn't take weeks to get something like this, unless I'm mistaken and everyone was just on board. But how much longer after that did it become a thing?
Yeah, so they opened the doors in 2009. The meeting was, they're at Walter Reed in the spring of 2008. By 2009, early, like January, it was about 7-8 months. I mean, they moved. Mass General, when they make a decision and the Red Sox make the decision, it's deliberate. And so they put together a team. They opened a clinic. And in 2009, they opened the doors. And since that time, and that's the key to this whole thing, is we're able to leverage all the medical resources, the vast, incredible medical resources of MGH and Harvard and Spalding Rehab, and deliver this care. And you mentioned that 20,000 number. It's over 25,000 now, and it's all been at no cost to the men and women that come here. And it's veterans, it's active duty service members, National Guard, And it's also military family members, and they're all treated at no cost by the best program in the country. And we see, just like Mass General does, the most injured people in the country. We fly them in from anywhere in the country and, frankly, anywhere in the world. And we've flown people in from as far away as Japan at no cost to them. And they receive the best care possible in the world because we see the tough cases every single day, just like MGH does in other areas, as you can imagine.
Now, when you say you fly them in to get treatment and to get the care that they need, is that still with the invisible wounds? And when you say the invisible wounds, are you talking about mental health specifically?
Well, we're talking about mental health injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, suicidal ideations based on depression, anxiety, but also traumatic brain injury. That's a huge one. We have a specialized program that we developed at the request of SEAL Team 6 about 2 years ago, and now we treat special operations folks, and by that I mean Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Delta Force members, Army Rangers, Marine Raiders, specifically for the injuries they've sustained with traumatic brain injury. But the challenge we see with these men and women, and these are guys that have 15 and 20 deployments. They have 5,000 parachute jumps, 15 deployments in some cases, 18 deployments. They've got traumatic brain injuries, but they've also got musculoskeletal injuries. Mm. They've got mental health injuries, PTSD. A lot of these guys are highly decorated and, you know, have seen a lot of bad combat. And so they come here and we cover all that stuff in a very intensive program we've got designed specific for them. It's the only one in the country. But the other program that we see any soldier, any airman, any Marine from anywhere in the world, we have a 14-day intensive clinical program that compresses 2 years of mental health therapy, primarily for PTSD, and it compresses that 2 years of therapy into 14 days. And the results we've had over the past 5 years are off the chart with a 60% reduction in symptoms that have held.
Wow. So, and I'm assuming all of this stuff costs money because I know for someone like me, I am also in therapy. I haven't had PTSD, but I do believe that going to therapy for yourself is sometimes one of the most beneficial things that you can do for your own happiness and becoming a better person. But all of that stuff costs money, and especially when you're taking on 25,000 people. So is the run to home base been your biggest fundraising effort? Because just to give people a background, this is so fun. When people do this run to home base, they get to do a 5K or a 9K walk run through gorgeous Boston, and then it ends right at Fenway Park, where they get to, I'm assuming, and I hope so, touch home base. And I'm sure the pictures are incredible. But how much money has something like that raised for the organization?
So you hit the nail on the head. That is our signature event for fundraising. We've raised as much as $2.5 million. Because that, as you can imagine, it costs a great deal of money. We see 2,000 patients a year at Mass General. So this is the highest care you can get. Our operating budget now is almost $20 million to cover that. And a big partner is the Wounded Warrior Project, and they cover about half. But we have to make up that other half through fundraising. So that's real money. That's right. Almost $10 million a year we have to raise every year to make sure we care for the men and women we serve. And so at the run, we will, as you mentioned, they start on Jersey Street, a.k.a. Yawkey Way, and they will go down Mass Ave. They cross the bridge. They go up and down the river, and then they come back. And when they come back down through Lansdowne Street, they come in through the Centerfield Wall. They run along the Green Monster, and then they cross the finish line. But then they continue on down the third baseline, and they all step on home plate, as you said. And it's quite a feeling. And we'll have 3,000 runners. We'll have another 3,000 or 4,000 folks that come to spend the day and cheer us on.
Yeah.
And it's just seeing amputees running next to families of the fallen. It's just one of the most inspirational, motivational days you'll see. And we usually focus on different groups each year to kind of highlight them. A few years back, we did it with Vietnam vets. On a year that we opened all our care to all combat eras, because we used to be a post 9/11 organization, and that night we welcomed 1,500 Vietnam vets and some family members onto the field in a 10-minute ceremony against the pregame ceremony for the Yankees, and those men and women got the welcome home. It was the largest welcome home ever in the country, And they got the welcome home they never got 50 years earlier.
Of course.
And they got the recognition they deserve. And it wasn't a dry eye in Fenway.
I believe it. If I was there, I would have been bawling my eyes out as well, because I've heard so many stories. I do a lot of performing for the military, a lot of work for military charities, and it really is something that affects and touches my heart. And I already know that, like, so whether or not you're a supporter of our military and that's what touches your heart, or if you are a huge Red Sox fan and you've always wanted to be a superstar and run along the Green Mile, run along the third baseline, pretend that you're scoring a home run by touching home plate and then getting a photo afterwards. Both of these things, whether or not it's for the home base organization and you love the vets or for the love of the Red Sox, this event combines both. And there aren't many events where you can do that. So I encourage everyone, and I know that that's why you're here too, General Jack Hammond, is to tell people that, like, with their fundraising efforts, not only do they get to touch home plate, which is amazing, but they get to help so many veterans, which is incredible as well.
Well, we lose 20 veterans a day to suicide. And then if you look at the big number, we've lost 7,000 in combat over the past 20 years. Over that same period of time, we've lost 100,000 to suicide. And in 2020, based on this pandemic isolation and everything else, the suicide rate amongst our active duty service members went up by 20%. And so after a decade of fighting this, the number still isn't going down. It's actually going up.
Right.
And so we're seeing more and more people that are significantly injured and need this type of care.
So I encourage everyone to definitely go to runtohomebase.org. You can find out how to sign up. You can learn all about what it takes to fundraise, to be a part of a team, to maybe do it with a best friend. If you want to walk, you can walk. If you want to run, you can. If you want to do a combination of both, I know that it's Saturday, September 25th at Fenway Park. It's the 12th annual Run to Home Base presented by Raytheon Technologies, obviously a partnership with the Boston Red Sox, Mass General Hospital for Home Base. And we're just so honored to have you. So if people want to sign up, go to runtohomebase.org and raise a lot of money for our veterans who clearly need it. And we're so proud of them and grateful for their service. So let's do whatever we can to give back to our vets.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, General Jack Hammond. I really appreciate you spending the time with me, and good luck.
Thanks, Aylin. Appreciate your support.
Of course. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.